Debt ceiling troubles trickle down to the states.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for Jeremy Hobson. Congress is scheduled to vote today on a plan to raise the debt ceiling. They were supposed to vote yesterday on House Speaker John Boehner's plan, which included a balanced budget amendment. But at the 11th hour, quite literally, the vote was postponed. The threat of default looms on August 2nd, and that economic uncertainty is spreading to the states, like Maryland, which was recently told its AAA credit rating might be downgraded. Nancy Marshall Genzer has more.
Any of you have a big brother? Remember what it was like to be blamed for something he did? Nancy Kopp knows how that feels.
Well, yeah. It is pretty annoying.
Kopp is the treasurer of Maryland. Her big brother, the federal government. The credit rating agency Moody's told Kopp that Maryland might be downgraded because its economy is so dependent on federal spending. State income taxes come from the Maryland residents who work for the feds. Many Maryland companies rely on government contracts. Warren Deschanel is the state legislature's chief budget analyst. He says a downgrade would lead to higher borrowing costs.
So it would be another $1 million or so per $100 million of borrowing.
Treasurer Kopp says there's not much the state can do to prepare for a downgrade. She is building up Maryland's piggy bank with enough cash on hand to pay the bills for several months with no new borrowing. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
The states might be planning ahead, but Congress still seems deadlocked, which is cutting it pretty darn close to the Tuesday default deadline. That's a familiar feeling for many of us. Cable bills, term papers, taxes. So is Congress just a bunch of procrastinators? Timothy Pitchell studies why we put things off at Carleton University. Timothy, thanks for joining us.
That's my pleasure.
So as an expert in procrastination, what do you think of what's going on with the debt ceiling in Washington? Is this the same thing that used to go on when I would be putting off term papers in college?
I've been watching the discussion with a lot of interest because the term procrastination has been used a lot. And President Obama said that his girls get their work done a day early and kind of insinuated that what's going on in the House is procrastination in Congress. But I don't believe that it fits the definition of procrastination at all.
So what is going on and how is it different than procrastination?
Procrastination is always delay, but not all delay is procrastination. And in this case, what we have is people using delay strategically to make political points.
Both sides have said that we can't default on our debts. So is this potentially procrastination in that way or
doing something at the last minute when you plan on doing it at the last minute is not procrastination. But we like to think of procrastination as weakness of will. We know what the right thing to do is, but we delay doing it. And in this case, the debate is, so what's the right thing to do? And if I see any procrastination in this issue at all, it's not with the government right now, but it's the self-regulation failure we've seen that brought this debt crisis, right? Because procrastination is just one form of self-regulation failure. And the self-regulation failure here has always been to have more than I could actually afford.
Can this kind of delay ever be a productive thing in a negotiation? Is there ever anything good about a delay or about procrastinating?
There's lots of things good about delay. You know, we use delay all the time. Every day you and I will delay things in our lives as we strategize and optimize our schedules and prioritize. Procrastination is that one form of delay that is negative by definition. Delay has lots of use in negotiations like this. Procrastination doesn't. And I think we're all yelling, you're procrastinating because we can't stand the stress.
Timothy Pitchell is with the Department of Psychology at Carleton University in Ottawa. Timothy, thank you so much for joining us.
It was my pleasure.
If you want a constructive delay today, head to our website. We've charted out the last 70 years of debt ceiling hikes. That's at marketplace.org. Global markets are singing the blues this Friday. Moody's is threatening to downgrade Spain. That plus the debt ceiling drama here has markets feeling bearish. London's FTSE is off 0.9%. Germany's DAX is down 0.9% as well. Starbucks earnings got a jolt last quarter. Sales were up and profits jumped 34%. That despite the fact the coffee juggernaut had to pay more for coffee beans and food. U.S. markets ended yesterday mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell to 12,240.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com. For a unique look at all of our Marketplace business and economic sustainability coverage, visit marketplace.org and click on the Sustainability tab.
The Obama administration is set to unveil new fuel economy standards today. Cars will have to get 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025. But European carmakers say the new rules discriminate against the models they sell here. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
A White House spokesman said the measure would improve fuel efficiency, cut pollution, and save money for U.S. drivers. But under the new rules, light trucks will get easier treatment. These are among the U.S. industry's best-selling vehicles, while the Europeans tend to export luxury or high-performance sports cars to the U.S. David Bailey is professor of business at Coventry University.
It's quite a clever trick by the U.S. government to be able to say, look, we are doing what we can to reduce oil consumption, cut pollution, create new technology jobs, and at the same time penalize European producers as against American producers.
Other analysts say that if the U.S. were really concerned about fuel conservation, it would tighten up the economy's standard for light trucks, a major source of pollution and greenhouse gas emissions. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, Illinois Governor Pat Quinn is looking into selling ad space on the state's license plates. It would mean extra cash for Illinois, and drivers who agreed could save $100 on license fees. Forget the land of Lincoln, think Land O'Lakes. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
As China grows economically, the environment hasn't exactly been the first thing on developers' minds.
The pattern in China has been to develop land, not to protect it.
Now some of the country's richest entrepreneurs are changing that pattern. I'm Jeremy Hobson, China's first private nature preserve. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.